stop along the Red lies 35 miles northeast of Paris. Joined by the Kiamishi River from Oklahoma, the Red makes a bend at historic Jonesboro, the original gateway to Texas.
Oh, there's a lot of history here. They say Davy Crockett and Sam Houston crossed the river in this area.
She hadn't had any water all day, I don't guess.
Elizabeth Poole now lives on the site once known as Jonesboro, a town that began its development in 1814 and was one of the first Anglo-American settlements in Texas.
There was a courthouse, a hotel, a jail, and three stores, general stores, up there at that time. Well, that river is up, isn't it? And look at those cracks. That's going to go.
The Red's changing course and the economy made Jonesboro a ghost town by the mid-1800s. Today, the river continues to redefine its path. Over the years, Ms. Poole has seen her property gradually disappear.
You remember my fence, Thomas?
Yeah.
Look at it. There it is. See, it's the more fence gone since the last time I was down here. Look at my post.
Yeah.
Just standing there, and I don't know how many is out there in that water. But see, this river changes. You see that. I guess the Lord taketh, the Lord giveth.
The Red River still shapes the land and life along its banks, as it has for centuries. Its course has been altered by man, but it largely remains uncontrolled. And so it is that this river on the border rolls on.